The Ministry of Health has launched its National Sealant Program, which aims to provide access to preventative oral and dental care for primary and basic school children in need of these services. Dental sealant is a thin coating that is painted on the teeth to protect them from cavities. Research shows that using dental sealants to shield the back teeth or molars could prevent up to 80% of cavities in school-aged children. The official launch of the program was held recently at the Clancarthy Primary School in Kingston. A clinical session facilitated by teams from the Ministry of Health and the University of Technology, UTEC, was held at the school. Some 300 students in grades 1 and 6 received dental exams and had fluoride varnish and sealants put in to prevent tooth decay. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tofton says the initiative, which targets the poor and vulnerable, aims to promote good oral hygiene habits among children.
Good oral hygiene makes lovely smiles, create confident individuals, encourage bold steps and creativity. And if you are bold and if you are creative, you are going to find a place in life that is worthwhile and that you will be proud of.
The Health Ministry is preparing to roll out the program to primary and basic schools across the island with the aim of reaching approximately 9,000 students. The Health Minister says the initiative is intended to address the issue of missing, decayed or filled teeth among the 12-year-old cohort.
So what we're doing is introducing the sealant program. We're starting with about 30% of the age cohort, the 12-year-olds, which you've heard some of the discussions around that. But over time, the intention is to expand that across the entire country. I want cohort across all the schools in Jamaica, 40,000 or so, to have exposure to the sealant program.
According to the Decayed, Missing and Filled Teeth DMFT survey conducted by the ministry, 60% of children in the 12-year-old cohort have good oral health, while the remaining 40% has either missing, filled or decayed teeth. The initiative aims to put interventions in place to cultivate healthy oral habits before children make the transition to high school. It also includes a fluoride varnish program, which targets children aged 5 to 6 years in a bid to prevent dental cavities from forming before they enter the public education system. Minister Tofton says there has been a general disregard of oral health care by some people, and this causes other health problems, which creates a burden for the public health system.
A lot of times the hospitals are crowded or overcrowded because many of us never take the steps in the earlier stages of our lives to prevent some of the sicknesses that we have so that we have to end up in hospital. If you brush your teeth every day, a couple of times a day, chances are reduce the need to go to the health clinic, reduce the need to go to the dentist to clean, to fill, or to extract.
The National Dental Sealant Program is being supported through donations by corporate companies Colgate, Nestle Jamaica Limited, and international humanitarian dental project Great Shape, Inc. Minister Tofton says the Health Ministry, in collaboration with corporate companies, is aiming to incorporate other aspects of good hygiene.
The intention is also to promote good hygiene generally. We want to introduce not just the sealant and the fluoride. We want a little kit with a little soap, hand soap, a little toothbrush and toothpaste, a little instruction package material that you can take home and put up on your bathroom wall, not just for you but for everybody in your house, to give you instruction on good hygiene.
Over the next year, the program will target 20 to 30% of the more than 50,000 children in the 12-year-old group, and over 3 years, the figure will be increased to ensure the sealant program becomes a standard operating procedure. The Ministry of Health says less than 20% of the population visit private dentists per year, and the figure is even lower for visits to public dental facilities.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.